Hi, this is Chris Moretis, and welcome to video 2 of module 5, and we're going through how you can become a web publisher. You're going to become a media mogul after this video series. We're going to talk about article writing and distribution. This is a really easy, low-hanging fruit way to get links and SEO juice and additional distribution of your site and promotion of your site and get real good visibility. So this is a really important section, so pay close attention. We're going to give you some really good tips here. So the agenda here, writing tips and formatting. We're going to first tell you how you should write your articles and how you should format your articles, and then we're going to talk to you about outsourcing the article writing. We talked a little bit about that in the previous video, and we told you we'll tell you more about it. So what you'll be able to do with this information is tell them exactly what you want, so you'll get exactly the kind of format and product back that you want, that we know is going to work for all the different article distribution points, because they all are a little bit picky about how they do things. So you got to follow these directions. So, and then we're going to also show you how you can distribute those articles. So just some content ideas in terms of reviewing. What you want to do is you need to decide what content you want to write about, whether you're blogging or whether you're doing articles. And one of my favorite ways is RSS Reader, and I prefer the Google RSS Reader. And what I've done is I've gone in the research phase that we talked about way back when in probably, I think, module 2. I looked for what I thought were the top, you know, 5 or 6 blogs in the niche that I'm in, and then what I do is I put them into my, I put their RSS feed into my Google Reader. So every morning I get up and I look at that RSS feed and the reader, and it tells me a pulse of what people are talking about and what's seems to be getting a lot of traction. So that's one thing I look at. The other thing I look at is other blogs and forums and conversations that are going on. I'm always getting different people on my staff or other people sending me things that they think are getting talked about a lot. So I always use those and get ideas from those about what's important to people. And I target customers' frequently asked questions. Another thing that we did way back when, the research phase, is we tried to identify what are the most frequently asked questions that our customers have. And we try to outline 10 of those most frequently asked questions. And in another trick is we try to outline an additional 10 that they should be asking. And that should is a really key word, because that should gives us an opportunity to demonstrate our expertise in a market, because these are things that the customer doesn't even know enough to ask, but we're going to share with them because we're good guys and we want them to like us. And there's also Twitter intel that we can get in the marketplace. And you could get Twitter intel from a whole bunch of different Twitter applications. And we're going to talk to you. We have a whole video module on Twitter coming up in this module 5. And we'll get more specific about that. But Twitter and what people are retweeting is another good indication of what you might want to get articles created from. So using all these different methods, you're going to come up with 6 to 8 article ideas. That's what we talked about. Our goal was to come up with 6 to 8 article ideas, and we said in the last video. So tips and distribution. Let's get into 3 rules to catchy title development. The title of what you call your article is everything. That's what will get you read, and that's what will get people to pick up your article. What happens is when you put your article out there for distribution, the reason why these article directories exist is because bloggers are looking for content. The one problem you have if you're a blogger, if you've got a website, is you're always looking for great content. You do the same thing for your site, right? You're always looking for great content to put on there that people are going to like. Well, the distribution Places that we're going to tell you about are places that offer bloggers and site developers a place to go and find that content and discover that content. And they're going to try to find things that have really great headlines. And those databases are actually searchable by consumers as well. And they're also searchable by Google with headlines. So the degree you have a great headline, the better off you're going to be. So what are some of the key rules to make sure you have a great headline? Number one, state your benefit. Give them a reason to click. Be very clear with that benefit. Be specific so you get the right audience. You don't necessarily want, tonnage, you want quality because you want those people that you attract to actually convert to become buyers of your product. So it doesn't do you any good if you're driving people to your website who really don't want to buy your product. So the idea is you want to be really specific, but you want to be catchy as well. Use grabbers. We call grabbers things like how to do such and such. Use a number, seven power skills for X, Y, and Z. But those grabbers are really, really great. One thing that you could use too is in the resources section. We've got things like power word. We have a book on power words that can give you a lot of really good ideas on words to use in headlines that could be good grabbers as well. The other key thing that you have to do, it's outside of the three rules, but it should be actually a fourth rule, is use keywords in the title. Really important. And ideally, you want to use those keywords in the title up front. So let's say your keyword is kitchen, contractor. Then you want to say kitchen contractors. So kitchen contracting, seven things to know before you hire a contractor. So that's the way you want to align that and make that work because Google will recognize those first words more powerfully than later on in the in your set in your headline. So other tips for distribution. Articles should be 500 to 800 words. Here's a really good saying, teach, don't preach. That means don't be selling. If you sell really hard, the directories will actually not, they'll reject your article. This is meant to be educational, so people start to trust you and learn from you and think that you're a really good guy. And there are going to be opportunities we'll talk about for you to promote your business, but you could only do it in specific areas. You could use one keyword as anchor text. Anchor text, okay, definition of anchor text is using a keyword that's highlighted in your article, so it's linked to, so that keyword's linked to your website. You can do that once with most article directories, but no more than once. You could also use a link in the website bio. You're allowed to put a bio at the end of your article. So you add a sentence to your bio that is like this. For more information on, and you put exactly this code as we'd have it described in here. It's called an AREF code where you're able to put in the URL. You put in your URL here, where I've got this outlined, and then you put in the keyword phrase, and you go to, again, your URL. And by doing that, you're going to be able to drive people to your URL for that keyword phrase. So it's another place for you to get anchor text linking and to link people to your website. So don't stuff articles with keywords. I know we talked to you a lot in earlier videos about using especially your long tail keywords in your copy. And you should do the same thing in articles, but don't overstuff them because if make it work for humans and it'll work for machines too. Just be conscious of using them, but make sure that it makes sense to humans as well. And make sure your content is suitable for all potential readers. You don't want to have anything in there that might be offensive to anybody. What might be in good taste to you might not be for other people. So make sure you're really hitting it in the middle of the fairway, as we say, when you're writing your articles. Outsourcing. Use article outsourcing spec sheets that we've put in the resources area to bid out your articles. We want you to go to guru.com or elance.com. There are other places you could go to find freelancers. Craigslist is a place, and there's a few other ones that are emerging. These are the two ones that I like to use. There's ratings. So before you actually hire someone, you can look at their ratings, you can look at their reviews. And it's a real, they also have ways where you can actually purchase the outsourced help that gives you protection. So if someone doesn't deliver what you want, there's an escrow account concept in most of these where you don't actually pay them, and there's dispute resolution if you're not happy. So that's why I like those two. They're really buttoned up and work with folks like us in doing that. Try to find writers that know your subject. There's a ton of people and a ton of people looking for work, and they're all really good writers. To the degree you could find people who know your subject, that will actually make the article a lot easier to write for them, a lot better for the person who is going to be reading it because it seems more natural, and it'll save you a lot of time and effort editing. So I really suggest you find writers who know the subject you're writing about. Once you find a writer you like, do a longer-term package deal with them, and it'll save you money. As I mentioned in the previous video, you should be doing, 1 to 2 articles a week going forward. And if you find a writer you like, try to do a longer-term deal, and you'll probably get articles written for $20 an article, which is really, really a great deal. So, writer outline. The best when you're about to hire someone, and you don't do this in the spec sheet out for outsourcing and bidding, but once you hire someone and you're going to give them direction, here's an example of what I do, and I think it's a really good way to follow. For one, I give them the headline I want to use. I give them the liberty to change this or make it stronger if they like, but I give them a headline, and you notice I used my, for me, it's social media for business, social marketing for business. So I have social marketing for business in the front of the headline, and then I've got something that really grabs attention, hit pay dirt, following these three simple steps. Then I give them some idea of what I want this article to say, the main theme. I put three bullet points in here. Make sure that you're going to say, make you cover these 3 points. And then I put in the bio of what I want them to put in the bio. And then I put in the extra sentence you could put in the bio that has the a ref pay definition in here that gives them exactly what we want to put in there to drive people to our website. So you could do this for every article, and that's a great outline to give to a writer so that then they're able to take that and give you something that's going to be at least very close to what you want, not requiring a lot of editing on your part. Distribution. There's a ton of different article directories that you could submit to. And we list all of them in the book that you got when you bought the Surefire Social program. There's three that are the most important, and they're the three listed here. They're the easingarticles.com, articlesbase.com, and submityourarticle.com. And for all three of those, you have to open up an account, and they're free, and then you're able to submit articles, and they're all reviewed, and they're all reviewed to make sure that they're not excessively commercial, they don't have excessive keywords, and that they would be something that'll benefit their users. Because again, these article data bit directories, they want bloggers to be searching their directories to come there and get content, because that's the value that they have to us, is that bloggers are going there. If they end up with a lot of bad articles in those directories, then bloggers won't go there anymore. So they perform that task, and it's good for everybody. So that's why it's important that you have your articles have the right format and the right feel to them. You can also find local websites and offline publications that will also allow publishing. So when you're doing articles, you might want to do a special article. One of the things that we suggest you do with articles is that when you publish an article, go to Google Alerts. And in Google Alerts, you can put your article headline in the Google Alerts and the author, which is probably going to be you, but you might have certain articles that you have authored by other people. And it'll alert you when someone picks up that article. When someone picks up that article, you want to contact them and say, hey, gee, thanks for picking up that article. Is there any other articles that you'd like to have written for your website? And that gives you more places to have a more intimate relationship, get up that ladder of intimacy that we talked about, and also find places that want more articles and give you more links, and they'll give you more prominence too as you go along. So the other thing you want to do is that there's probably local websites that or could be anything from real estate or community publications or whatever they might be, have online versions of that, and I would contact the editors there and submit your articles to them and say, we've got this great article and we'd love to submit it to you. And over time, they might find something that's interesting and put it in there. And those are great websites to get additional links from and visibility for your business. And there might be also offline publications that you might want to submit your articles to. So, be open-minded to where you could put those articles. Summary, get started. Get 6 to 8 articles done right now. These articles will be the basis for your content in other web distribute in distributed web platforms like Squidoo and HubPages and some of the Web 2.0 sites, Facebook pages, because you're going to need content for those. So we're going to take those articles or variation of those articles and put those on there. Look for stats of what is getting picked up. So places like eZine have a dashboard. You'll be able to find out what articles get picked up by how many people. As you start to see that, monitor. You can also see what other people are doing too and what articles get picked up. Monitor what's getting picked up and do more of that because that's what the target audience is interested in. And in some later modules, as you guys kind of get up the learning curve on this stuff, we'll talk more about some more sophisticated things like article spinning. For those of you who want to investigate that a little bit more, you could research that on Google. But article spinning, and there's all kinds of article spinning software which allows you to take one article and actually, with some software, spin that into many different articles. So it looks like it's a completely different article to the Oracle databases. So one article that you spend $20 on becomes 5 or 10 articles. And that's a really cool technique, too. And we'll learn more about that at a later time. So this has been your summary and your video on article creation and distribution. Let's get started. Get those things moving out there right now. And we will see you in the next video. Thanks.